Welcome to another Swinging Report Show, number 7, and it's Rise from Your Grave. You see what we did there. Anyway, who have we got today? Okay, George, hello?
Yes, I'm here.
There you are. Aki?
Hello, everyone.
All right, hello. And there's Knuckles.
Yo.
Yo, yo indeed. Okay, so that's who's here today. So what have we been up to lately is what we're going to talk about first of all. So let's go with Aki. What have you been doing?
Oh, I was just going to listen to the other two's response and just copy them. I've just been doing the usual, going to work, opening shop, doing all that. I take it we can talk about playing games, and I've just been playing a lot of Yakuza 4 recently. I'm trying to get 100% on that.
Can I stop you there?
Go on.
We're going to talk about that in a minute, so you talk about other things.
All right, Doctor Who started again, and I watch a lot of Doctor Who. It's actually quite good. The first two episodes are in America, so I'm not sure anyone would be interested in that, but they take the mickey out of Americans and how often they shoot things.
The next one looks better, by the way. The one on the pirate ship.
Oh, yeah. That does look like it's going to be good as well. I have to admit, now I mostly watch Doctor Who for Amy Pond because she's got nice legs.
Nice.
Sharky says that show sucks and I shouldn't watch it.
It's like, if you like watching lighthearted sci-fi, you'll like it, but if you don't, you'll absolutely hate it, and you're wondering what the hell I'm watching it for.
I think the way I put it is that it's sort of like, it's good, like the production values are good and stuff, but you sort of know it's for children.
Yeah.
Are you trying to say that Aki is a child?
No, no, he's a man, but he's got a child's mind.
Yeah.
Okay.
I play Sonic
honestly
games.
Aren't we all children at heart, especially you, Sean?
Aren't we all? So anyway, are you done, Aki?
Yeah.
We can move on. Knuckles, what have you been doing?
Oh well, you know, getting ready for E3, taking exams, telling Hank to sod off and stop begging me to be unbanned. And playing video games, of course.
Nice.
I've been working on that Conduit 2 game that George was nice enough to send me. It's okay.
That's the review right there. That's already we don't need you to write it up. That was good.
One of the reviews I saw had it as the con don't do it too. Isn't that bad?
It's not that bad, but. That being said, it is a marked improvement over the original, but it's no Halo. Which is a shame, but, you know, I mean, Wii has GoldenEye, that's good enough, I guess. I've also been playing lots of retro games lately. Robo Atlas on a Sega CD. That is a really awesome shooter. One of the best games I've really ever played on a Sega 16-bit system.
Oh, Knuckles just reminded me of something. I'm sorry for butting in. I recently found a game called Lose Lose through NeoGAF, where basically you're in a ship and you have to destroy all these aliens, but every single alien is a file on your computer, so if you kill the alien, you lose a file on your computer. So if anyone wants to screw up someone you really hate's computer, you can give him that game.
It sounds more like a virus.
I suppose you could call it that. If only I knew about it 10 years ago, I would have played it on the school computers.
Anyway,
you will find that I'm very ADHD when it comes to playing video games, because in the last week, I have also played Halo Reach, Portal 2, and, Echo the Dolphin, Tides of Time. Still can't get past the second level.
And, George, what have you been doing?
I've been playing Portal 2. I finally decided to buy it because it was on sale at GameStop for $40. Cool. And I decided, well, I might as well invest the money. I really liked the first one, but I was kind of concerned that it was going to be more of the same, which it kind of turned out to be so far, but I liked the first one, so I guess it's not that bad.
Yeah.
It has a co-op mode, which I haven't played yet, but...
Because you got no friends.
I'm still going through the first single-player campaign. And yeah. I like it. It's pretty good. Then that's it.
All right, cool. And I should just say what I've been doing. And what have I been doing? Well, I've been doing the Yakuza week thing, giving away prizes on Twitter and stuff.
Yay.
And what else have I been doing? Not a whole lot.
So you've been Santa Claus, basically.
Yeah, basically, it's the internet version of Santa.
Do you have a beard?
More perverted?
Yeah, a little bit. I'm going to France. Yeah, I'm going to France with my girlfriend. It's going to be hard.
Make sure you beat those dirty Frenchies.
Yeah, I'm going... It would have been good, but I'm actually just going to Center Park.
Make sure you take a proper toilet with you as well.
Anyway.
Why do people hate the French?
That's a good point. Why do so many people hate the French?
There's nothing wrong with the French. They're all right.
Yeah.
Yeah, they make great food.
And they make really good kisses.
Maybe because they always surrender to the Germans.
Get a bit political.
Maybe because they're actually just hippies.
If it wasn't for the French, America wouldn't exist. We'd still be a limey British colony.
Wow.
The shark would be our king.
Technically, they have more interest in stuff like the royal wedding than we do here in Britain.
Yeah.
I heard 1 billion people watched that, so like basically 1 in 6 people saw it.
I didn't.
What a waste. What a waste of human life.
I know, you know what I was doing? I was watching Star Trek Nemesis.
I don't know what I was doing. I was probably watching stuff on Netflix.
What was I doing? I can't even remember. That's how boring it was.
I'm pretty sure you were getting red flies, weren't you?
But that would have occurred if I wasn't already a radical.
Are we talking about the pre-2011? The pre-2001 term, or are we talking sort of the 80s version of Radical, where you're just a bit cool?
Both.
Okay.
Hey, Aki.
Yeah?
Aki, I'm sorry to hear your uncle died. Osama died, didn't he?
Oh, dear. Anyway.
Actually, when they did report that, and they said Bin Laden, when I said Bin Laden dead says Obama, I read it as Bin Laden dead says Osama.
unfortunate last name.
Anyway.
Yeah.
Let's move on, shall we?
Okay.
To talking about Yakuza. Alright, is everyone good with that?
Yay. Yes.
Okay, let's talk about Yakuza. Because that's what we're here for. Or is it? I don't know. So it's been Yakuza week all this week, and I've been giving things away on Twitter, as people probably know already. But we're going to talk about what we like about Yakuza. And we're going to start with Aki, because he knows the most. Aki, what do you like?
Right. I'll start with the most recent one, Yakuza 4. It's probably become my favorite in the series. Probably my most favorite aspect about Yakuza 4, and I've got plenty of them, is the fact they managed to introduce 3 new characters, but they're not 3 annoying new characters, they're 3 interesting new characters who have like their own stories, and they don't seem like the same character the 3 times over. And thankfully, they managed to separate their fighting styles. So Akiyama's speed based, Sajima is power based, Tanamaru is based on grapples and dodge maneuvers and grabs. Obviously, you've got Kazuma, who's just the all-rounder of the series, and he's got a bit of everyone's ability. He's quite fast, strong, and all that. And that's probably my favorite aspect. So when you do move on to the next character, they don't feel like they're terrible characters. You're like, I was thinking, I'm going to miss playing as Akiyama. You kind of think, you start playing as Sajima, and think, actually, no, I'm going to enjoy this. And his story is pretty good. And then you move to Tanemaru and you're just kind of thinking, oh, I'm going to miss Sajima. Then you play as Tanemaru and think, oh, yeah, actually, this is pretty good. And by the time you get to Kazuma, it really does feel like they could have even expanded it into four different type of games if they wanted to as a spin-off.
Cool. So who's your favorite character?
I'll still Kazuma.
Oh, yeah, mine's Big the Cat. I like what he brings to the series. Fishing and stuff. So, yeah, is it your favorite of all the games?
Not only is it my favorite in the series, but it's probably one of my favorite Sega games now as well.
Awesome. So
I pray.
Cool. Let's go with George. Been playing it? Yeah, you have. You've been reviewing it,
yes.
Haven't you?
Yeah.
Yeah, you have.
Yes, I did. Yes, I did. I had a few issues with the plot, I guess. Had a lot of twists, but like they use the same twist like three times, and you're thinking to yourself, like, why are these people shooting each other in the chest all the time after a while? But besides the twist, I liked, what else did I hate? Re-leveling up characters. Once you play as a character, you move on to another character, and you start at level 0 or 1.
Yeah.
That's about it. That's probably my only negatives for the series.
So what do you like about it?
I like the stories. They have some really, really good... I think Yakuza series is better at building characters than they are actually telling the story, I guess, sometimes.
Yeah.
One more thing I hated. Whereas I thought the bosses were kind of a cop-out.
How come?
Like... Well, they're just like an old man and like... Kazuma's boss fight was kind of a bullshit boss fight. Didn't really have a story to him being there.
I heard.
It's kind of like.
I heard you don't make a habit of fighting the elderly.
I do. Kazuma, the story is like, why are you here? And the guy's. I'm not going to say the guy's name because I don't want a plot to, twist. And the guy's all, well, find out by fighting me. And I'm like, really? You can't just tell him why you're there? You really have to fight Kazuma? I mean. The guy's like a fucking 6-foot Asian man that beats the shit out of everybody for like 10 years. He's been beating the shit out of people. And you're really going to fight him?
One of the funniest part about that point is that guy like almost rapes Haruka at one point and Kazuma's totally fine with it.
Oh, yeah. He's just because he understands because he's been to prison. He's like, oh, yeah, just go ahead and rape her. I mean, I've been there. It's pretty awkward.
It's all good. It's funny because that's how I think of Japan now. Everything I've learned there. If I don't go to Japan, if I go to Japan and it's not like that game, I'm going to be upset.
You're going to be disappointed.
Yeah, I am.
Kind of like when I was a little kid and they told me Pokemon weren't real animals in Japan. I was like, what? What are you talking about?
Okay, Knuckles, you haven't got much experience with the Yakuza series, have you?
Well, I played the first one and didn't think much of it. Then I got through the midway of the second one I thought was a lot better.
Yeah.
And then I guess Bakugan 3 because I kind of had to support the series because I'm a Sega fan and everything.
Good man.
Yes, yes.
Inspiration to us all.
I know. Damn right.
What about Yakuza 4? Why haven't you got that? You're loaded.
I'm not loaded.
You're loaded. Come on, man.
I guess happen to have a decent amount of spending money, which I used to buy a moderate number of retro games and the occasional new game. And
well,
you know, I'm not loaded.
He is so loaded.
How much money do you get a week? How much spending money do you get a week?
A million from his dad.
A million.
Oh, I wish it was a million. $12.50. Oh, wait. I'm not supposed to talk about this. No, I'm not talking about this.
$1,200
a week? He must meant $12,500.
Exactly.
Anyway.
Oh, I dislike you all. I dislike you all. And technically, it's from a real estate investment. Anyway.
Always thinking about the next...
Me and are in the same business. So he's like my rival.
It's funny because most people...
I'm a rival. It's not... You realize how off topic we are right now.
It's fine.
I guess happen to have a single investment and it makes me money. Because, I'm Jewish and I just have to have that stuff.
you beat me to it.
I was gonna make that joke as well. But anyway,
really, I don't have much to say about Yakuza. First one's really overrated. I don't know why you guys like it so much, but the second one's pretty cool.
Because of loading.
Anyway, and I'm going to talk about Yakuza 2, because it's still my favorite in the series. Although, Yakuza 4 comes close, but I'm thinking 2 is still my favorite because of the story. I think it's... And plus, it was such a big... It was so much better than the first one. Like, I'm not even that big on the first one. I liked it, but the second one just... That is where I became a fan of the series, I think. Actually, I'm going to just talk about all of them. Yakuza 3 was actually my least favorite, I think, story-wise. Because, I don't know, it just had, didn't, you know... It wasn't very exciting. The first half of the game was a bit boring, and the second half was fun, but the story was a bit weak, a bit boring.
Yeah, I think like in the story, the main bad guy like comes right at the end and then just dies really quickly as well. So it was like really weak. I think the game needed a few more chapters for the storyline to be a bit stronger.
Yeah, and there was that weird bit in the middle where suddenly there's like a clone of another character. The guy that runs Stardust, suddenly there's his clone, and what the hell was that about? do you remember that?
That was Japan.
Yeah, anyway, oh, yeah. Yeah. So, yeah. That's that. What else are we going to talk about? Should we move on? Something nothing was excited about?
Yes, we should move on.
We'll move on and talk about something that Knuckles wants to talk about for once, shall we? We'll talk about Sonic Generations. Knuckles.
Yes.
Knuckles.
All right. I'd like to talk about Sonic Generations. That is like the game I think every Sonic fan, except for, you know, the queer ones that enjoy... Oh, I mean, the interesting... Make sure not queer ones that enjoy Sonic 2006. You know, this is a game we've been dreaming about.
Are we talking about Cube right now?
Remake. Huh? What? A complete remake. Some of the best Sonic levels that have ever been created for the series, and with the classic physics and the classic model, this is like the ultimate love letter to just Sonic fans in general. Except, you know. Except the non-queers who love Sonic 2007, of course.
So basically every Sonic fan is going to complain about it.
What?
Yeah. He says, because it's a perfect Sonic game, every Sonic fan is going to find something wrong with it.
Yeah.
His eyes aren't...
I'm sure there's going to be a lot of bitching with this one as well. Yeah. But, you know, it has to be better than Sonic 4, you know? I mean, and not like there's anything wrong with Sonic 4. I mean, I enjoyed it, but, you know, even I have to admit that the physics really could have been done better. So, you know, it looks like the physics are being done right here. We have Sonic the Hedgehog running in midair, and he looked like he's sliding around a bit with the old school physics. So hopefully they've gotten the physics ratios right and everything. The people of Sonic Retro will be happy and saying, "Yeah, we finally got our Sonic game." And at the very least, they will be happy. Hopefully, this will be Sonic's big comeback for the hardcore gamer, since, you know, they kind of all ignored Sonic Colors or think it's crap.
I liked it. I like Sonic Colors a lot.
Oh, I love Sonic Colors. But Generation should be better.
I think it'll be better. Although I don't think the 3D sections will be better than Sonic Colors, but I think the 2D sections will be really good for all the classic stuff, you know.
Yeah, and man, I hope we get the Death Egg. Please, Sega, please give us the Death Egg.
No, we need more than anything else the Metal Sonic Race. Even if it's not
screw the
good.
Metal Sonic Race, give me Death Egg.
We need Metal Sonic. It's like
the entire
Cat.
Sonic CD game is vastly overrated.
But not Metal Sonic, is it?
Now screw Sonic CD.
I'm holding out for Lava Reef.
They have the big Death Egg thing in the background and stuff.
Yeah, it's cool. It's a cool level.
Actually, you pretty much could take all the Sonic and Knuckles levels, and I pretty much would agree with you to have them in Sonic Generations.
Yeah, that is the best Sonic game ever made. I don't care what the Sonic CD or Sonic 2 people say. They are wrong.
Serious business.
Shakes
fist. The only thing that holds the candle of Sonic 3 and Knuckles is Sonic 2006.
Yeah. Are we sure we've got Knuckles Cube here?
Yeah. Yeah, so what level don't you want in it? Because I can tell you the one straight off the bat that I don't want. Marble Garden Zone. All right. Fuck that level.
Okay, well, let's see. What level do
any
I not
level from Silver the Hedgehog, I do not want to see in a 10-mile radius of this game.
I think that we should not see any levels from...
Sonic 06?
Sonic Pico.
That's not a main series, though.
Sonic Schoolhouse. I don't want any levels from Sonic Schoolhouse.
Nah, me neither.
Yeah. How about Big the Cat as a playable character? Wouldn't that be awesome?
Oh, yes. I would buy 10 copies. And then give it out to orphans so that they can all gaze at Big the Cat's greatness.
What about Chemical Plant Zone?
I reckon that'll be in it, and I want it in
it. Chemical Plant would actually be a pretty neat addition.
Actually, I was actually going to say that I wanted those. I like those futuristic levels they have in Sonic 2.
I'd also want Wing Fortress from Sonic 2 as well in there. Obviously, though, I will take Flying Battery as a suitable replacement as well.
Oh, Flying Battery kicks its ass, so definitely.
Which one's the one with... those sort of lit things that you stand on, and it shoots you across the... Sort of like, they look like little L-shaped things with wheels, and they shoot you across.
That's Flying Fortress.
Yeah.
But that's also in Flying Battery as well.
Oh, are they? Okay. It's been a while since I played them. But
They're also in Sonic CD, I think. Yeah, Wacky World.
Wacky Workbench.
Quad Quadrant or something.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. George, excited?
About Sonic Generations?
Yes. No, in general, about life.
I'd be honest with you, I'm probably one of those guys who's already been burnt out on Sonic games, and I'm really excited. Well, kind of excited for it. I mean, it depends, because they haven't showed all the levels they're going to use, and I don't know how they're going to decide what level gets on and what doesn't. The problem with Sega is that they're not very good at choosing levels.
Oh yeah,
because I mean, look at that the racing game, the Sonic racing game. Like, beat Billy Hatcher stages. Like, what the fuck's going on here?
Aki.
Yeah.
Sonic Generations. What do you think?
I think it's going to be terrible. Actually, no. To be honest, when they first announced the trailer. It was actually one of our old forum members, Otter, who sent it to me. And I was like, it still doesn't roll. It was 15 seconds in. It was quite amazing. And then I was still worried about the game if they're going to have the rolls and the bounce physics. But in the first gameplay trailer, they already showed there's an alternate path where if you hit the 3 Badniks in a row, you go to an upper level. And if you don't, you just go down towards a lower level, and he rolls as well, so I can effectively give this game that it's already got several things right. And as much as I know everyone loves Sonic Colors, I preferred more of Unleashed daytime stages than Sonic Colors, but not that I'm saying Sonic Colors is a bad game, I just don't prefer that style as much as Unleashed, and I'm not really that much into Unleashed style, so I'm all right with the 3D section so far, as long as they don't overdo it on the bottomless pits.
Yeah, I agree. I pretty much agree with everything you just said. So there you go.
And I disagree with everything he just said.
One thing I do really love, not that I hate modern Sonic, but they really show it in the fact that classic Sonic has got so many different positions. Like, if he's waiting, he'll start tapping his foot angrily or look in the distance, or if you go take him near the edge. He's just got all these little character animations that make him a really likable character.
Yeah, I agree. I think that's... See, but they could have done that with modern Sonic. They could have given him all that stuff. They could have given him the little tap animation, all that stuff, but they haven't. It's weird. It's like, they already know. Yeah. They know what made that character so good. They know that it was all that sort of... Just those little tiny sort of cues and stuff that made him like a likable character, and they've already got it pat, so why don't they put it in the modern one? I don't know, whatever. As for me, I am really looking forward to it. I think it's gonna be a good game. I hope it is anyway. That's all I've got.
Nothing about the remix music or anything else, like,
you know,
the graphics.
Now you've said that, okay, first of all, yeah, the graphics are fantastic. I love them. Okay, it looks amazing. But what I actually wanted to say was, you know how there's the remixed music for the modern stages and the sort of the remastered ones of the old version, classic ones.
Yeah.
So what I'm thinking is, there's like in like Sonic Rush, you've got that sort of fast sort of techno music, yeah. And in Sonic Colors, you've got that orchestral music. I think it'd be awesome if they could have it so that when the stage starts, you could actually push a direction and it would have different versions of that track in either the techno sort of Rush version or the sort of orchestral or the modern sort of rock music or the remastered version. I want that. I want to be able to choose the same song but in different ways.
Yeah, that'd actually be quite awesome. You should design for Sega.
I'm going to pitch it. I'm going to tell him. I'm going to take it to him. Anyway, so that's enough of that.
I'm pretty sure they never get suggestions about Sonic games.
They I'll also just say it. I want Big the Cat in it. So
Oh, yes. We need the remix of his song in there. It's a wet and sunny day. Something.
If there's any character in the Sonic universe that needs its own game, it's Big the Cat.
Yeah.
Oh, that would be pure ecstasy.
The funny thing is, Big the Cat is voiced by Duke Nukem.
Yeah, really? I know. I saw that.
Anyway, okay. Let's now talk about Phantasy Star. This is the one I'm excited about. Okay, of all of these games, I'm excited about Phantasy Star Online 2 the most. So let's talk about that, shall we? Who's excited?
I'm pretty excited.
Then you know what? It's your go to talk. Congratulations.
I really like the gameplay trailer. Made me a believer in Sonic Team, I guess. Are they really considered Sonic Team, the Phantasy Star Online people? Okay, well, okay, I was one of the first ones to buy Universe with a, you know, happy smile, and I was pretty disappointed after a few weeks. But this one seems a lot better, since it already says it's going to have random levels.
Yeah.
It's gonna, and I really like, when people were first talking about the jump, I was kind of, you know, oh, they're going to fuck it up. But when I saw the way they use the jump, how you could take higher levels and you could start shooting people, I thought it was pretty cool, especially for a ranger, because one of the biggest issues is, like, you're shooting somebody in focus, and then they hit you from behind. So it's pretty good that you have a section where you get an advantage. You don't have to, like, think about your things hitting you from behind.
Yeah.
So
yeah, that opens up a lot more gameplay elements, because you can take higher ground, but so can the bad guys. So if you're on low ground, you can scale up mountains or something.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Knuckles, are you into it?
Well, you know, I enjoyed the original Phantasy Star Online quite a bit, but I failed to get into PSU or PSP2 because, well, I didn't really want to pay the monthly fee in PSU, and
you're Jewish.
Yes, I'm not a big fan of monthly fees. I've been looking for that that MMO, or I guess just ORPG. I don't think you can really consider PSO an MMO. But I've been looking for that online RPG that I can finally get into and enjoy, and it's worth that monthly fee.
Yeah.
And if this game can just capture the magic of the original Phantasy Star Online, which I played just last year with our good friend Shady, you know, it's still a lot of fun just going around questing, and you don't have to go through any of these complicated weapon-making things like in Monster Hunter.
Yeah, no,
and it'd be nice to play it on a nice big screen instead of a little PSP screen. That's why I couldn't really get into PSP 2. So I have high hopes that PSO 2 is going to be the one. Not only as far as Phantasy Star games are concerned, but as far as just online RPGs are concerned.
Yeah.
Frankly, I hope that Sega goes for a quest pack model where they just sell extra quests and you pay for it that way. So that in months when I'm just not playing the game, which is going to happen, I don't need to pay the monthly fee.
Okay, George, what are you going to talk about? What you got?
I was going to say they haven't announced a U.S. date, and I'm kind of nervous so far that Sega's going to be lagging behind the Japanese release, which is a big problem in Universe and the online series, is that the Japanese gets content released way earlier than us.
Yeah.
So we have to wait a year to see any of the content. And I also think a lot of users, especially they're going to be charging online, will probably just go to like another game that's coming out recently, like one of the new free-to-play games that's coming out that a lot of people are excited for on PC is Guild Wars 2.
Yeah, I'm excited about that, so yeah. It looks real good.
Yeah, I've seen some gameplay footage the other day, and it's a pretty nice-looking game. And so I think Sega's going to have a... I hope Sega sees that game and thinks of it as competition that tries to, modify Phantasy Star Online 2 for the Western market. I mean, at least in the sense that, free to play.
Yeah, I'm thinking if it's not free to play, it's going to be really hard to keep a lot of members because I'm not really prepared to pay a monthly fee anymore. Not now that they've got this sort of new system around where you can play for free. And then, they can put on, items that you pay for or new missions that you pay for. And there'll be those, select few people that will pay for a new hat. They'll keep the whole thing running.
I don't mean to... I'd have to agree with Ryan, but I think in the way that was spoiled with the original PSO, because I didn't have to pay online for that. So now I'm always thinking, I don't really want to pay for online anything anyway. And considering there's so many... Like you just pointed out, a few MMOs that are free now, and they use a different style of trying to keep themselves afloat. I'd rather Sega have, this special item, or, I don't know, special mission you can go on with Sonic the Hedgehog. I know that's a lot. Stuff like
or
that.
Or they could pay for a premium membership, and, every time they do a mission, they'll get, 20% more XP compared to non-paying users, or get an extra... Yeah.
They could have all of that. They could have they have different ways you can pay if you want. You could get extra stuff from all sorts of things. But people that don't want to pay for that stuff just play free.
Yeah, exactly. The
way I see it is, Sonic Team's main justification for monthly payments is the fact that they constantly make new content for it. So they should just simply charge for the new content, and if you don't want to buy the new content, then you'll just run out of things to play in the game eventually, and you'll either stop or you'll buy the new stuff.
Yeah,
I don't see why they can't just do that.
I never bought PSU, but what if you didn't pay the monthly fee? Would you only just have the offline game? I'd take it.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, but
and you couldn't play as your own character.
No.
That's gay.
Yeah, it was not a very good game. It was badly thought out. Didn't work out very well.
Not that I've got anything against gay people. Sorry, I just didn't put that out there.
No, that's all right. No.
I have a feeling somewhat... because I have been accused of being a homophobe by a particular member on our forum who did leave.
It's okay.
But
George forgives
you. Aki loves gay people. I think the problem with Sega Sonic Team is they have a very Japanese way of thinking of stuff, I guess. And they're probably thinking about pay to play.
Yeah.
So, well, we'll see what happens.
Yeah, we'll have to see.
Is it the PSU's online fan base in Japan supposed to be one of the most resilient in fan bases in Japan?
I don't know. Maybe.
Most likely. He likes Shadow the Hedgehog, so who the fuck do you know?
Okay, So everyone's excited about Phantasy Star? Yes? Good. No one wants to pay for it? No. Good. Alright. Okay. So let's talk about Binary Domain, shall we? That new game that's from Toshihiro Nagoshi. Who's going to talk first? Aki.
Yeah, well, I'll start with the... When we first heard about it, like, Nagoshi and Yakuza team are actually working on a new IP, and it's going to be multi-platform, like, really excited, because obviously I'm a big fan of the Yakuza series, so I was thinking, oh yeah, let's see what they can do. And then they released the original trailer. I think everyone on the forum was really excited. And then we watched the trailer, and we were wondering what the hell were they thinking. it's like, such bad voice dubbing as well, and the black guy saying, "Wake up, fool!" And, oh, shit! And oh, it was just...
Oh,
and
shit!
And at one point, he goes up to another level to blow up the robots, and then the other guy, they've revealed his name is Dan Marshall, throws a grenade up there, and he has to jump out of the building, and he goes back up to him and says, "Wake up, fool!" And then they start fighting. It's like, do they think this is how Americans really act?
My favorite part of it was the press release that came with the trailer that said Nagoshi was talking about the game, saying how it was gonna be emotionally like an emotional story with emotional characters and about teamwork, which the story had nothing like that. Like the trailer was nothing like that. It was like just horrible.
Then you had the last, and then it's like me and Ryan were talking about when they released it. They just released the last 30 or 40 seconds of the trailer, which has the sad robot, and then you got the woman who's carrying a baby, and then we find out she's a cyborg. That would have been a really good teaser trailer. But Sega, being the marketers they are, decided to kind of shit up the announcement a bit. And then, I think it was last week, was it, they showed the new trailer.
Which looks a lot better.
Yeah, it's like less talking, a lot more action. And one thing that really impressed me is, but I'm kind of biased for it, is you already see two giant boss battles. So I thought, that's cool. And then they drive jet skis and slide down buildings on their backs. Now, that's pretty awesome. So I've become excited again about the game, but I think it might have a Yakuza 1 problem in that the voice acting is going to be horrendous.
Yeah, I imagine so. But in the trailer, that woman's voice was pretty good.
I think she was the Chinese girl, or the one who looks like the Chinese girl.
The actual
group themselves. I've been thinking about it. I'm not sure if they look generic because who they are, but I think it's mainly because they're all wearing body armor and everything. They actually look generic, but if you gave them different style of clothes, they wouldn't be so generic looking.
Yeah, probably. Yeah, I think so.
So I'm looking forward to it again, but I'd like to see a few more trailers, but I'm kind of now getting more hopeful to it. And one thing that's I'm waiting for is Nagoshi keeps talking about the AI. And squad-friendly AI has been really bad. I mean, enemy AI has been really good for the last few years, but when you have friendly AI, it's never that good. Nagoshi keeps talking about how he wants to make one AI for the robots so they act like machines, and one AI for the humans so they act like humans. So I'm interested in that as well.
Yeah.
I think it's running on the Yakuza engine, right?
Yeah, I think...
No, I don't think... I thought it was a new engine, actually, isn't it not? I'm pretty sure he said that it was a completely new engine.
Well, whatever it is, it looks a lot better than the Yakuza games, like the textures at least.
Yeah.
The only thing, it's like, it is not going to look as good as, like, I don't know, like, your latest, like, Killzone game or whatever. But I think it looks good enough. And it's pretty cool how it has, when they show the, like, robots' faces, it has, like, facial damage.
Yeah.
When you shot them, so that's really good. What happened?
No, I was just gonna say, there's one part in the trailer where you see, well, at the beginning you see he's a human, but halfway through the trailer they reveal he's actually a robot. I hope there's like enemies in the game where they look human, but you can start shooting them and parts of their flesh start flying off and they reveal they're more and more robot-like.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
I just hope that the team isn't trying to make a Western game, like cater to Western, you know, but it doesn't seem like they really are because Nagoshi already said that, like, he wanted to make it in Tokyo because that's all he really knows, you know, kind of make a game that he knows how to do. And that's why it's set in Japan.
Mm.
So I hope he doesn't just, like, try to stereotype Western games because a lot of Western shooters aren't really heavy with the story. Like, people say Call of Duty has, like, an amazing story. I find it really, really boring and stupid, actually.
Yeah, I agree. I don't even know what's going on half the time. All I know is that, yeah, these people are Russians and the Americans and this guy and that guy, and it's all, someone's got a bomb. It's nonsense.
What made me mad in Call of Duty 4 was they said it had a good story, and I played it. All he did was play scenes in slow motion, and that somehow got him awards.
Yeah.
I also don't want to sound like a weeaboo, but I am worried that the voice acting for Binary Domain will be so bad in English, I might be forced to change it to Japanese.
If they even had the option. Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah, I've been seeing the Japanese trailers and they're in English too, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, but I think the Famitsu article someone posted, they showed the CVs, they've got Japanese actors to play the characters.
Oh, right. Cool.
I heard Japan doesn't like subtitles that much, so.
Ooh. Wait, doesn't Yakuza have subtitles in Japanese? Nah. Yeah, it does have just subtitles in Japanese.
Well, because they have some other languages like Chinese or whatever, but. I mean, they don't like buying like full games. Well, that's what I hear. Yeah. Who knows?
But I think Nagoshi says he wants this game not to be big just in the West, but in Japan as well, which. Be a bit hard since they don't like shooting games as much, but hey, you can always try.
We'll see. They like Grand Theft Auto games.
Oh, yeah, I think, yeah, Grand Theft Auto is really big there. Well, not big, but it's like does 300,000 to 400,000 units every release.
That's weird. Pretty good.
Anyway, Knuckles, what do you think?
Yeah.
Are you
I agree that the first trailer looked kind of bad.
Shit.
But, you know, the first Vanquish trailer, I mean, aside from Hillary Clinton, it was also not that good either, and that turned out to be a pretty spectacular game. So yeah. I think that, I mean, just looking at the latest trailer, it does look a lot better. The music's a lot better. The characters don't talk, so that's a plus. And, the story looks kind of generic, but so long as the game has the gameplay to back it up, I think it could be pretty awesome.
I don't know why, but I did get a bit of a Snatcher vibe from it, but I suppose it's seeing the half robot man there.
Yeah, the whole thing kind of has a Vanquish vibe to me.
But isn't Kojima like one of Nagoshi's best friends?
Yeah, they hang out every Saturday and go tanning.
So, you know,
yeah.
I do have confidence in it. I mean, I've had confidence in plenty of shit games in the past, so I could be wrong, but I mean, this is Toshihiro Nagoshi. Aside from the first Yakuza, he does have a pretty good track record.
Vanquish and this game do have some stuff in common, like they have robots, but Vanquish was about a score-based shooter where you have a score in the end and you have to get through it faster. This game is about co-op and being in a squad, and it's going to have an emotional storyline, according to Nagoshi. So it's not the same game. A lot of people were saying it's all the same shit, but it's not the same game.
Oh, no, I don't think it's the same as Vanquish. In fact, yeah, I think it has
Vanquish is
a war. Yeah. Though I'm hoping I'm wrong, because we already have three Gears of War games. I really like to see something different from Sega.
When I play shooting games, I don't like is the amount of cover you have to take. So, the trailer did show a bit of cover, but I'm hoping not a lot of cover is used, because some parts they showed him with a rail gun, and he was just blowing everything inside. I'm hoping there's more of that than just cover. hiding your ass every 5 seconds.
Well, I rather enjoy the cover system.
I don't mind it, but I also hope that they give the idea that if you want to go and kill everyone and, well, you don't kill robots, destroy everything in sight, you're allowed to.
I think there's games that use cover too much. I thought the first Gears of War used cover way too much and it got kind of boring. I thought Uncharted did a good job of trying to, like, move up the gameplay. Like, they try to add other stuff, not just shooting, because they knew people would get bored of just being in cover. And I hope that the game tries to mix up the, you know, puzzles and stuff, not just straight shooting.
I rewatched the original trailer, and I suppose it was one of the things they were talking about, negotiations going about squad, where the woman just basically says, we're going to have to flank him from both sides and throw grenades at him. So hopefully you don't have to cover, or if you send your squad out members to each side and they have to throw bombs at the robot, hopefully you can. It's going to be done pretty well.
I wouldn't mind it if this game actually encouraged some sort of strong cooperative play. You know, some real strategy instead of just let's all find some cover and shoot things. Yeah. Like distract the enemy, take them from different angles. Some sort of genuine strategy. Because if this game doesn't have something like that, I'm not sure what it can really do to differentiate itself from the pack.
That's one thing that, you know, obviously negotiations going on about how the AI is supposed to be really good. I'm hoping that there's no point of having such a good AI if you don't add scenarios like that you can exploit the AI with.
How do I feel about this game? I'm excited about it. I like what Negoshi has done before. Like, I've liked pretty much all of his games so far. I'm excited about it. And if he can do a storyline as well as he does in the Yakuza games, then I'll be pretty happy with that. George, you said before that you don't think the graphics will be as good as something like Killzone, but actually I think they'll be better, because I hate Killzone. It's so blurry.
I just didn't mean Killzone. I meant like games that are considered good graphically in general, like Uncharted or Gears of War, you know.
I can't say anything for Uncharted, but it's the same for Gears of War. They look good because they're so freaking blurry. Like, I can see it. Like, everything just looks like there's nothing crisp about what you're seeing. It's all bloomy. You know what I mean? Anyone else notice?
Yeah, I know you. And I think actually that's one of my issues.
One of my friends who does graphics design for computers, his teacher actually said the reason why you usually avoid bright colors is because it shows the technical defaults of an engine.
Gears of War looks so crap. But yeah,
I can't talk anything negative about Gears of War because Corey will get angry at me. So I'll leave it at that.
I didn't like
Corey.
Gears of War.
I enjoyed the game personally.
So, yeah.
So I guess we're all done talking about the game.
Yeah.
Yes.
Should we close?
I guess yes. That's pretty good length, right?
Yeah. So. Yeah, okay. All right, that's it. That's everything we've got.
Okay, that's good.
All right.
So, I'll catch you guys around.
Oh, yes, before we close.
Before we close.
I'm going to put a link, we already have a contact thing on the site. If you guys want to ask questions, I think it would be pretty interesting to see what people want to know, like what religion Aki is, and is his uncle really Osama bin Laden? So if you want to ask any of those questions, you could hit the contact thing.
Okay, cool.
And send us an email.
Right. Goodbye, everybody.
Bye-bye.
See ya.
Bye. And...